You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Alco Products, a family-owned and operated home remodeling company serving Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia, specializing in the sales and installation of replacement windows, doors, siding, roofing, and storm windows and doors. Zach Kreisman, who will be speaking with us today, has been Alco's president since 1988. Zach, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Nice to be here today.
Hey, thank you. Nice to have you. So how does Alco Products stay competitive in the home remodeling industry after 58 years in business? And what are you doing differently today than 10 years ago?
As you know, we're a family-owned and operated business, and we've been doing this for years. And we try to cater to our customers' needs. A lot of these jobs, you think they're going right. A small niche can go wrong. And I try to look at all these jobs as one whole job at the end of the year. A customer may find something that they feel that that we've done wrong, and I know it's right, but in our the way we do things, the customer is always 100% right. And we've been doing that for years with all the different type of installations that we've done. We always try to do the latest up to date on all our installation techniques. And we find that's helped, because in the last 10 years, the industry has changed so much. From an advertiser standpoint, you're getting a much more intelligent client now than you did 10 years back. They're all internet savvy. They can go online. They can research right to the last dot on the I everything about what product they're going to have, and it's just changed the way we have to operate and how we deal with the clientele.
How would you say the remodeling industry has changed since you started working at Alco Products?
The remodeling industry itself, you used to have more workers working out of trucks. You didn't have as many, I would think, people like us from a professional business. People expect more today. People expect more. They're paying more dollars for what they're going to get, and you're dealing with a much more intelligent client than you did 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, because they have all these research avenues online that they can do to find out about the contractor, about the company, about the type work they do, and about the type products that they're going to get. And with the advent of the online business, it's just changed how you are able to deal with clients.
Are unlicensed contractors a problem, and do they hurt your industry, or how or can you compete with this situation?
Unlicensed contractors have been a problem. They've been a problem. They're still a problem today. Maybe even more so today, when you had the downturn in the housing industries and you had a lot of these so-called subcontractors working out of their trucks, and you would have these big hailstorms or big rainstorms, and they'd cause all the damage. You would have these guys actually going out on the street and representing themselves as contractors, and basically bidding less expensive price. Didn't have the overhead, and it has been a problem back then, and it's still a problem now. Not as much as it has been, because again, you have a much more intelligent client who have a lot of ways to find out whether a contractor is licensed, whether he's bonded, whether he's insured. So there's ways to find out. But again, with all these avenues that customers can find out things today, I truly believe it's not as much as a problem as it has been.
Today we're joined by Zach Kreisman, president of Alco Products, specializing in the sales and installation of replacement windows, doors, siding, roofing, and storm windows and doors, serving Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Zach, what would you say are the biggest marketing changes in the industry?
Very simple. Years ago, even 10 years ago, companies like mine would thrive by having big giant ads in all the different local yellow pages. We would have people we could actually put out on the streets in these developments and go door to door with the clipboard in the hand. A lot of your clientele today, most of your clientele today, don't go to yellow page books anymore. They're all going online, and they're except for your the referral business, the built-in referral business that we have, which has stayed the same and is very important. Someone who does not know a contractor and is going to go out to get three estimates, they're all going online today, and it's really changed the way that your marketing. If we hadn't had our online presence today, our business would actually be flat at this point. But because we're online, it's actually helped, and I only see that part of it getting stronger at this point. And the so-called yellow pages and the street canvassers, I think, is a dying breed.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Now, has your customers changed at all over the last, say, 10 to 15 years? And what would you say is the most important thing clients look for in their contractor?
The customer today is a much more business savvy, a much more intelligent client, especially in the areas that our type of company deals with, because we are more, I would say, of an upscale remodeling company. We're in the more of your better markets in town, more upscale, more expensive type homes. And clients just know so much more because they have avenues to find out so much more today. So you better know your product knowledge. You just really have to get in there today and give them the confidence that you're able to please them and understand what their needs are for their particular job. In short, you're just getting a much more intelligent client that I think is looking for more now than they did 10 years back.
Well, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Alco Products online?
They can call us, 800-334-9068, and also they can go to our website at www.alcoproductsinc.com. And I always give my clients my cell phone in case they do need us. I have any job we're working on, I like clients, if they have a problem, rather than go through the office, they have direct contact with me. And that's 301-385-6593, and I'm available for them all day long.
That's an advantage for sure. Now, in conclusion, what advice would you have for any family-owned businesses out there that's similar to yours? Anything that comes to mind in regards to advice for those people?
Well, maybe I think a good tip, if you're going to run a successful business, you really have to have a clear vision of what type of company you want to be. You can't be all things to everyone. Stick to your vision. For example, here at Alco Products, we're not a discount company. We sell only premium quality products. We're licensed, we're bonded, and we sell service professionalism, not price, and our key is to personalize customer service. Take advantage of professional educational opportunities like the online webinars, professional networking organizations, and embrace change. Don't be afraid of it. One last tip, take advantage of the latest apps and tools that can make your company lean and efficient. I think you'll find It will help in being a much more successful company and more profit in the long run.
Good advice, and it's been good to have had you. He is Zach Kreisman, president of Alco Products, specializing in the sales and installation of replacement windows, doors, siding, roofing, and storm windows, doors, serving Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia. And go visit their website today at alcoproductsinc.com. Zach, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio, and best of success moving forward for your company.
Thanks again for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.